the writing on the wall. When Nebuchadnezzar died, his son Belshazzar became the king. Belshazzar gave a great feast, and there was 1,000 of his lords who drank wine. And they brought the golden vessels that they'd taken out of God's temple in Jerusalem. And all the princes and their wives and the women drank wine out of God's holy vessels. And they praised their idols of gold, silver, brass, iron, wood and stone. And then there appeared the fingers of a man's hand, writing upon the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's face changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his legs were loose and his knees knocked together. And the king shouted to bring in all the magicians and the wise men of Babylon. And he said, "Whoever reads this writing and tells me what it means will be clothed in scarlet, have a chain of gold about their neck, and will be the third most powerful ruler in the country." And all the wise men came in, but they couldn't read the writing nor tell the king what it meant. Now the queen came into the banqueting room, and she said, "O king, live forever. Don't worry, don't let your thoughts trouble you. There is a man in the kingdom who has in him the spirit of the gods. In the days of your father Nebuchadnezzar, great wisdom was found in him. The king Nebuchadnezzar, your father, made him the master of all the wise men. And this Daniel, whom the king called Belteshazzar, had all this wisdom. So let this Daniel be called, and he will tell you the meaning." So Daniel was brought in before the king. It's rather like Joseph being brought in before Pharaoh to tell him the meaning of the dreams. And the king said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel, who is one of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom my father took out of Judea? I've heard of you that the spirit of the gods is in you. Now all my wise men have been brought in before me to read this writing and tell me the meaning of it, but they couldn't. Can you?" Daniel replied, "O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar your father a kingdom and majesty and glory. And because of all the glory that he gave him, all the people, nations and languages feared him. But when his heart was lifted up in pride, his throne was taken from him, his glory was taken from him, until he knew that the Most High God rules in the kingdoms of men, and that he gives it to whomever he wills. But you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not kept your heart humble, though you knew all this, but you've lifted up yourself against the God of heaven. They've brought you the vessels of his temple, and you and your lords and your wives have drunk wine in them and praised the idols of silver, gold, brass, iron, wood and stone, which don't see nor hear nor know. And the God in whose hand your breath of life is, him you have not praised." So that was very brave of Daniel to say that, because these kings could just get your head cut off just as easy as that. So there's many times when it's tempting for us to hide our Christian faith, and to not speak up God's word because we think we'll look silly or we fear what might happen if we do. But Daniel's our great example, and even when he was young, that's what he was like when he refused to eat the king's meat.
It was just as easy for a king to chop a man's head off. It was just as easy to pull a Lego block apart.
That's absolutely right. So it was even more scary for Daniel to actually speak the truth. And he went on. He said, "This hand that's written, the writing, has written Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. And this is the meaning. Mene, God has judged your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and you are lacking. Upharsin, your kingdom is to be divided and given to the Medes and the Persians." Then Belshazzar commanded that they clothe Daniel in scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck, and he proclaimed him to be the third ruler in the kingdom. So there was a bit of humility in him. But that night, Darius the Mede took the kingdom at 62 years old, and Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was killed. So immediately the prophecy came true. And in the end, all the human pride and power and glory that we see all around us in the world, all this can just come to an end overnight. And it will do when the Lord Jesus comes back.